If you have a question for Rhonda, please raise your hand and we'll get a microphone to you. Start coming in.
I can shout it out. Just how tense were those final laps?
I think the really leading up to like 10 to go was more tense than anything. I got to the one and obviously as a teammate to the 11, so just a bunch of air blocking behind him. And as soon as I passed him, he just rolled over for the 11. So that was the biggest hurdle I had to deal with. And, you know, the 11 got the top working pretty well in 3 and 4. And I just had to cover that a couple times. But once Lane got there, it really just made it to where I could extend a gap and get some breathing room. So I'd say really leading up to 10 to go and dealing with that truck was the most tense part of tonight. Of the last stage, I guess.
Obviously, coming into this year outside the playoff picture, and you needed a win like this. Were you feeling up to this point in the season? Were you feeling that pressure? Were you feeling like the win was going to come? What was your level of confidence that a win like tonight was going
to
happen?
Yeah, I honestly didn't expect it tonight. I think. No, I was 21 points out before, and Wilkesboro, I got involved in that last lap break when I was in sixth, and Kansas, I sped when we ran top five, top 10 all night. So evaporate those two finishes, I believe we would be in the top 10 anyway on points. But that's you can't go back in time, obviously. But I think for me, I didn't really feel any external pressure. I just knew the importance of just executing clean nights, and we did that at Charlotte, and just knowing that, like, all right, I may not have a winning piece tonight, so just not mess it up and make the most of what that's going to be, right? If it's six, that's six for the night. If that's third, then make the most of it. Or 12th, try to get 10th, but not take myself out of it. So outside of Kansas, I've done a decent job of that this year, so I'm glad to put it all together tonight. Yeah, it's a big deal, Dustin. I think just to not be a one win wonder, honestly, like a lot of guys win one race and that's it. They just kind of become a stalemate. So I think especially with how, honestly, I feel like things have kind of have gone down a little bit since last year. And I'm glad to just put it together tonight and thankful for that. So now we've got two. We're in the playoffs and we can start stacking some points to go into the postseason and make a run at this thing. I really wasn't tripping on it. My team is Spire Motorsports, and I think that it's a winning caliber truck team and soon to be in the Cup Series. So I don't expect anything less than that. So I knew that whether we won tonight or not, I expected to get back in the top 10 in points, but it's always nice to get a win and thankful to earn that tonight. Yeah.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. Roger, tie this back to something that we talked about before you went to Vegas. You know, after you got your first career win last year, you talked about how you kind of were too quick to dismiss and minimize that accomplishment and just kind of move on to the next thing. That when you the next time you won, you were going to make more of an effort to kind of cherish and celebrate.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've done that? I know it's been only maybe an hour or so, but do you feel like you're doing that so far? And, you know, how much more are you going to devote to celebrating this one?
Yeah, Steven, definitely I am. It's nice to celebrate with my homeboy Jordan that drove up from Birmingham, Alabama with his pops and my dad here, my girlfriend here, and just really the team around me. So excited to go home and spend some family time and then get back to work on Monday. But I'm definitely savoring it more than last year because I think I just was kind of just, like I said, just ready to go to the next thing, and I'm definitely taking it all in tonight.
The other thing about this is that 2 years ago, you took the lead in this race, had a great truck, and it broke immediately as you took the lead, I think like a lap afterwards. Does tonight feel like you were able to get one back from this place?
Yeah, I'd say so. I was thinking about that all morning, I'm not going to lie to you. I was thinking about that all pretty much the week leading up to this race and really just the whole day just because that year it wasn't similar to this year, but it was the rookie year of rookie years of just wreck after bad results and no speed, right? And Grant would go and, you know, win races, right? And I just was figuring it out and show up here for the first time and, you know, qualify third and take the lead from Nick, who's obviously in Xfinity now, Zane, a champion, Carson, a multi-time winner, and to have it kind of just taken away there was really a bummer. But I thought about that a lot going into the night, so definitely nice to get one back. I never feel like anything's deserved, but it definitely feels nice to get a triumph here. Yeah, beat the Pacers, man. Yeah, Chris, I don't know. I haven't been to Michigan in probably 2 or 3 years. I don't think it's probably changed that much. I mean, I watch every race every week, every practice session, right? So it's not as big of a shock going to a new place. I'm excited for, I guess, on the topic of new tracks for the trucks this year. You know, I've been to Watkins Glen. I've been to Loudon and Xfinity. I've run the Roval in Xfinity, so I feel like that's something that kind of gives me a leg up, you know, going into the postseason. But as far as Michigan next week, I mean, it's kind of just business as usual. I felt like the simulator tools we used this week were pretty dead nuts to what it was in real life, and that kind of gives me some positive outlook looking into Michigan next week. So, yeah.
We talked to you in Vegas.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I mean, you were able to take the motion out of it and treat it like it wasn't as big a deal. Even though, I know you said that at the time, I assume it wasn't any different now, but how do you avoid that when the winless streak keeps going and like I said, you've fallen out of top 12 points, all that stuff, and here you are in a late race situation, you know, you've got a Sunday guy, a future Sunday guy behind you, all that stuff, like, you still...
I'd like to think I'm a future Sunday guy, I would hope.
Well, yeah.
I didn't mean that in a snarky way or anything, but I think overall, I just kept my faith up personally, you know, through the ups and downs of the season and really poured into the people around me and just focused on the things that are kind of in my control. So whether that's treating a sim session like it's a practice session in real life, to hitting each workout hard, to driving the pit practice truck with my guys, you know, every other week, to the personal time I take for myself. I think I just try to do stuff with intention. So that way it doesn't feel like the end of the world, right, when you have that pressure and that opportunity there in front of you. So that's what I thought about. Also, can I have one of those? Welch's Fruit Snacks. Oh, sorry. I'm so hungry. Oh, okay. Never mind. Thank you. Thank you.
What was going Jonathan Howard on 3 Sports. What was going through your mind as Corey made that late attempt to pass and your truck appeared to be getting more and more loose as the laps counted down?
Yeah. I don't know if y'all could see, but I was loose all night for sure. But I don't know. I just was looking out the mirror more than I was driving, and I just couldn't let him pass me. I just refused to lose. That was it.
And last week, after Ross Chastain won the 600, he credited Josh Wise's training program and for getting him ready for that big win.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that training group helped you get to this point where you're a two-time winner in the Truck Series?
Yeah, I think they've just helped me get to the next level. I think Josh has kind of outsourced some things and built his team up this year with Scott, Dan, Chrissy, there's another Dan now. Just a big group of people that we have that are, you know, helping us drivers get better. Maddie from UNC Charlotte and Alex that works over on the data as well. Those guys all just help, you know, us in trucks, Xfinity Cup, and some of the young cats too. So they do a great job. It's hard to, I don't envy them because they have so many different drivers, personalities, divisions, schedules to work through. So, you know, when you get that one-on-one time and attention, it's super valuable. And they've just really helped me elevate and work on the mental aspect and kind of put myself in a position to be the best that, that I can be. I've never touched a guitar before. So what he's talking about his son, David. I'm pretty sure David knows how to play guitar. So I guess that's where that may go for a little bit. You never know. You never know for sure. But Bono's cool. Bono's cool. I don't know. I've never played it before. We'll see. I have zero musical talent, so it looks nice. Yeah, I don't know.
Brandon Cross on Racefaced Digital. Raja, 2023, the win there, it was 2024 rather, with Las Vegas. Going to the playoffs this year in 25, how do you carry that momentum? And how do you how does your confidence level change here, knowing that you've done it before in 2024?
Not really sure if there's much of a change. I think it's just some reassurance in that my process is it's good. There's always things I can tweak on it, but it's good to kind of put myself in the mindset of just using the tools from Chevy and like Josh and Scott and the work. I've literally got like 6 notebooks filled of personal notes that I've, you know, amassed over the last 2 or 3 years, and just trusting in that foundation. So I wouldn't say there's, I would really say it's not much of a confidence swing. It's just reassurance in my process more than anything. So I think that's kind of where my mind's at. I think for Nashville in particular, I think I had more confidence coming here than any other track. I feel like Kansas, Nashville, Bristol are my best tracks, and we led laps at Bristol and ran up front of Kansas, and glad to get the dub tonight. So just got to close the gap at, you know, all the other places.
Yeah, iRacing stand helps.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, iRacing's, I still play it all the time. I've been more of a road racing guy these days, though. I've been running like the Porsche Cup, you know, it's at Watkins Glen this week, or the Dallara's, or the Super Formula Lights. I've been kind of expanding my palette a little bit on the sim, just running other stuff and really just having fun.
Thank you. Roger, thanks for spending some time with us tonight, and congratulations.
Thanks.